We've already heard the scripture in the children's time. Praise God with cymbals and stringed instruments and pipe. We might as well just say, praise God with jazz, which is what we'll do. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord, the scripture says. About 3 months ago, a team from our church went to New Orleans to do mission work. To rebuild a home that had been destroyed or almost destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. And on one night, we went down to Bourbon Street. Well, maybe more than one night. We went down to Bourbon Street, which is, of course, the heart of the city. And there on Bourbon Street, there are all kinds of food, you know, French, Creole, Cajun steaks, anything you could want. There's all kinds of entertainment, magic, history tours, games of chance, a couple other types of entertainment we won't mention here. But most of all on Bourbon Street, there is music. There is all kinds of music. There's soft piano music coming out of a piano bar. There's rock and roll blaring at you. And most of all, there is jazz. All different kinds of jazz. You walk down the street on Bourbon Street and you hear all these sounds coming at you, but most of all, you hear jazz. Well, how does a not particularly rhythmic black robe preacher talk about jazz? Well, I'll tell you. By the dictionary, jazz is an original American art form born in New Orleans back at the turn of the century, about 1900, characterized by a prominent meter. Improvisation, distinctive tone, colors, and techniques, and dotted or syncopated rhythms. There you have it. That's what jazz is. That doesn't work. You can't describe jazz in words. No, jazz is something you have to hear. Jazz is a matter of the heart. It's passion. Jazz is how sound feels, how feelings sound, as somebody put. Jazz is how feelings sound. And so jazz is something you have to experience. So today, we have some help experiencing it from some of our own folk. We have Dave Ness there, who is a master of the jazz guitar and teaches jazz at the College of Lake County and at Carthage College. And Dave often plays with Kurt back there on percussion, who's great at percussion, as well as keyboards and vocals, as we've heard. And Dave and Kurt and their families have been coming to church here for, gosh, a year now. Oh, we have a clarinet virtuoso, Corey Ames, who married into our church family when he married Megan Pianchi, one of our mission trippers. And we also have Rick Lowe. You know Rick. He can play anything. Well, jazz began in New Orleans, in funerals. The ancestor of ragtime and the blues, but they would play funerals. Big bands would walk to the cemetery in that slow way, maybe you've seen it, playing those mournful songs as they took the body from the church to the grave. Slow procession. Sad, somber music. But once they'd put the body in the grave, then they came back. And they came back to a party. They came back to a celebration of life. They came back to resurrection music, music that was jubilant, music that was joyful, that was glad. You will not be surprised to know people like that upbeat, jubilant noise, and they wanted to hear it all the time. And this is the birth of Dixieland jazz, Louis Armstrong style, and groups of five or six combos would start playing in restaurants and bars, where parties, wherever people gathered, you could find a Dixieland jazz combo. But you know, jazz doesn't stay the same. There's always a new emerging form of jazz, and so it seems about every 10 years there's a new one. And so in the 1930s came the big band sound. Not just a few people playing together, but a whole band. And the emphasis was on the sound the whole band could make together. This is Count Basie and Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman. This is the kind of jazz they call swing. But you know, some jazz musicians did not want to blend in. They wanted to stand out. They wanted to see how hard they could make the music. They wanted to see how fast they could play it. And so, bebop was born. Bebop. And jazz now is not just in New Orleans. Jazz is spreading out all over the country. And so you could go to New York City and hear Dizzy Gillespie or Charlie Bird Parker holding late night cutting sessions, which were competitions, jazz competition. If you thought you could get in there and play as well and as fast as they could, then they gave you a shot. And if you could play with them, then good enough, you were in. But if you couldn't, you were out of there. Fast. Bebop. Well, after the velocity of bebop, it's probably no surprise that the next form of jazz that emerged was a little slower, a little calmer, a little more mellow. Miles Davis, people like that, brought along a jazz that was serene, a jazz that they called cool. Then came the chaos of the 1960s and something called free jazz, where there is a melody, but you have to look hard to find it sometimes. It's there, but anything goes in free jazz. And after that was fusion, where forms of jazz were merged with rock and roll. And then, just lately, there's been a reclaiming of all these forms of jazz and then adding into it world music, like African-Cuban music, or the Brazilian samba. I really can't do this. So jazz continues to emerge, and it always will, because it keeps evolving, because jazz is a matter of the heart. And at the heart of jazz is improvisation. It's not just notes on the page. In fact, very often there are no notes written at all. Some jazz musicians can read music, some can't. But improvisation is spontaneously creating new melodies using the chords of the song that you're playing. They call it playing the changes. When you improvise, you create music as you go, and so every time it's new. Every musical improv is a new creation. Now, there is a basic structure to jazz, and there are rules that you follow. There are a certain number of measures. There are certain notes that you can play consistent with the chord of the melody, and they define the way you play those changes. Now, it doesn't always sound that way. It sounds like they're just making it up as they go, but there is this structure. There are those rules that they follow. And jazz musicians know that if you trust the structure and you follow the rules, then it sets you free. Free to make beautiful music. Music that's all your own. So knowing the structure, knowing the rules, helps you create and do whatever it is you want to do. Now you may be wondering why it is that during worship we're spending so much time talking about jazz, and particularly Confirmation Sunday, your Confirmation Day. What's all this jazz stuff about? Well, good question. When we were in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, we were sitting listening to a quintet playing a familiar melody, but then they went to town on it. I mean, the horn took an improv solo and did some crazy things with it, and then there was a piano solo. Then they came back to the melody, back and forth. And I started to think that jazz is like the life of faith. Jazz really is a lot like faith. I mean, in jazz, but also in faith, there's structure. There are rules to follow. But if you trust the structure and you follow the rules, then you are free. You're free to do anything. You're free to do amazing things. Like the clarinet player who follows the rules of the notes, playing the changes and the number of measures. Knowing those rules doesn't bind them and make it boring. Knowing those rules sets them free to really live. And it's the same way with the life of faith. There are rules to follow. But if you do, you're not bound up by them at all. You are free. Free to do amazing things with your life. Now, what are the rules? Well, I mean, there's tons of them in the Bible, sure. But Jesus said the two biggies are love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do that, love God, and there's a lot of ways to love God. And there's a lot of ways to love the people around us. You're free. You're free to do amazing things with your life. Think about the possibilities, because God gives you the freedom to improvise. You don't have to play it the way everybody else does. You can play it any way you want. Any way you want. So you really are not just a movie. You're not just watching a movie to see how well your life has been laid out for you, and we'll watch the movie tomorrow and see how things come out. It's not like that. It's not all predetermined. It's not all set. You have a life, and you get to choose how to live it. I mean, what a great thing. God gives you a life and lets you live it. It's just like jazz. It's just like jazz. Now, what if you mess up? Or maybe I should say, when you mess up? Because we all mess up. The Bible calls it sin. You know, what happens when you play a wrong note? Well, sometimes that wrong note, you know, you can just sort of keep on playing. But sometimes that wrong note seems to mess up the whole song. Well, jazz musicians have something cool they say about that. They say, there are no wrong notes. There are no wrong notes. Which is to say, when a jazz musician plays a note that doesn't quite fit, they can still work it back into the melody. When they play a dissonant chord, they can still write it, set it right. And God's the same way. When we play wrong notes, God helps us turn those notes back again, resolve that dissonance, and we can once again live a life that's beautiful and wonderful and good. That's one of the great things God does when God says to us, there are no notes I can't work into the song of your life. There's no place you can go where you can't come back into that life that's good and full, that life that's God's will for all of us. Now here's something else important. You don't play jazz alone. Nobody plays jazz alone. You have people you play with, people who honor your gift and whose gift you honor. And when a musician improvises, the others don't go out for coffee. They stay there and they listen and they support. Check it out. Thank you. go ahead and give it up for our jazz combo here. You don't play jazz alone. You don't live the life of faith alone. Always around you are family, friends, people who will support you and honor your gift and whom you support and honor as well. Jesus said it pretty simply. He said, love one another. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Think about all those types of jazz, the New Orleans funeral jazz, Dixieland, swing, bebop, cool jazz, fusion, free jazz. You can play any kind of jazz you want. In fact, you can live any kind of life you want. When you know the structure, when you know the rules, when you trust that, when you trust God, then you're free. You're not bound and set. You are free to live the kind of life you want to live. Or maybe live more than one life. Miles Davis played everything from swing to fusion. You can too. It's your life. What a great deal. God gives you this life and lets you live it. And remember, as you choose the style or the styles of jazz you're going to play with your life, as you choose the kind of music you're going to make, that you don't do it alone. That always you will have around you people to share this life. And that always you'll have the great jazz musician supporting you, and that's God. God who did a great improv. You look at the life of Jesus, what a great musical line that is. And then lets you play the music that you want to play. And as you play that music, as you do your improv, you will have the living God go before you, stand beside you, live within you, as you live the life God calls you to live. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen.